coming up in Hardback Defender 21 with a new power that isn't actually quite new. Then we have a plethora of emails. Plus, hear Frankie rant about Ghost Ranger. All this and more coming up on
Podcast of the Night, Power Ranger.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back from your 1 week break of Podcast of Die Power Rangers. But this is episode 13. Lucky number 13. I am your host for this extravaganza of fun. My name is Nam Siddiqui, but you may know me better on these internets as Kuhan. And I'm joined, as always, by my faithful, co-host, Colton Clayton.
Always glad to be your number two, man.
Yeah. And also back this episode, who was notably absent last episode, is Frankie Mateo. How you doing, Frank?
I was busy with stuff. I'm sorry.
I'm not blaming you.
He's got a wife.
Listen. Stop blaming me for things with your eyes right now, right? I'm done.
I'm just saying all our fans were like, hey, where's Frank, man? I miss Frank. Frank was like the best part of your show. And then Colton and I are like, oh, I guess.
Way to make us feel special.
Exactly.
I love that.
So, with all that aside, introductions all done, you guys been doing anything interesting recently?
I'm working on a game.
That's cool. Cool. That's right. Anything interesting?
Well, I've been trying to kick it into overdrive, but having some troubles. Transmission, mostly.
Sure.
That's quite literal because the transmission on one of my home vehicles is going out.
Okay. So anyways, I guess with that annoying bit aside, we can go Kai. I was going to say go on, but then I'm like, hold on. We're not doing that this week.
Oh, we're going to do Dragon Ball Kai?
Yes. We're going to do Dragon Ball Kai. No, it's time for Go Kai. Let's go, Kai. That's right, folks. We had Kaizoku Sentai Gokaiger episode 21, which featured an ultimate power that we already received with the powers of the 30th Super Sentai, 30th anniversary Super Sentai, Gogo Sentai Bokenger, which is the series that I wanted to watch when it was coming out, but then couldn't ever find subs because I was dumb 5 years ago, apparently.
You're not dumb now?
No, you are.
It was never the series I wanted to watch. It's because their helmets always freaked me out.
you didn't like the car helmets?
They never looked like cars to me. They just looked like awkward space shuttles on their heads.
That was back around the time that I was discovering that there was actually a thing that was Super Sentai that came before Power Rangers, and I was like, oh, I want to check that out. But then, I never did. Never got the chance.
You know what else freaked me out? The sixth ranger. He just looked so weird.
We can't speak for that one.
You mean the guy?
Yeah.
The AG?
Yeah, I mean his suit itself with the shiny, fabric and the weird orange on it and his staff always freaked me out.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But hey, first we gotta talk about this episode of Gokaiger before we can talk about what was crazy about Bokenger. So in this episode of Gokaiger, we had Akashi. I don't know his last name.
Bokenger.
Akashi. It was Akashi, Chief Akashi, from Bokenger, the Boken Red. He appeared on the ship somehow.
He's an awesome adventurer. He can get on ships if he wants.
Just magically appears on the
anytime,
ship.
Anytime, anywhere, he can sneak into a ship. Unlock all your drawers and steal whatever you have involved.
Pretty much. So he appears on the ship, while Marvelous is apparently wringing Navi's neck because they're all pissed, like, oh, find us a new ultimate power. Cause he's apparently all, he's torn up about the whole Bosco thing that just happened last episode. And so And so, yeah, so Akashi shows up and is like, hey, I want you guys to help me find a Precious. Like, why should we help you find a, why should we help you? You already gave us your powers.
He's like, oh. Jerks.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I guess you don't have to, but,
and the
you know.
The greatest, reverse talk of all time. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like,
I guess you guys can help me, can you?
The tactic that wouldn't work on a 7-year-old worked on these guys.
The oldest trick in the book. Just like, yeah, I guess you guys, you know, I figured you guys would be able to do it, but I guess you're just not able. You're not, you know, you're just.
I guess you all are lame.
Too much
suck.
Yeah. You guys just all suck. So whatever. And like, hey,
what,
you don't suck.
What was that?
Help you.
What was that? What are you talking about? I'm Captain Marvelous. I don't suck at all.
Yeah.
Bosco's the one who sucks.
My name is Marvelous.
Exactly. That's English for fantastic. So they go down to go look for the Precious, but turns out that since we need Zangyak, since we didn't have any Zangyak last episode, Insarn happens to also be looking for it because they want to find it for some reason or another.
Well, it's a very powerful treasure, and you never know when you could use instant revive from the dead.
Yeah, no, it's really just because we didn't have Zangyak last episode. We should probably have some this episode. So Insarn shows up. And so we almost
got a fight between one of the major commanders and the team.
Almost, but she runs away in the end. So the guy, Doc, Joe, and I am stay behind while Akashi, Luca, and Marvelous go on to look for the Precious.
Go on.
And they fight a little bit. And then guy's like, hey, we should, Let's beat him up ninja style. And so they're like, okay. So guy transforms into a Shurikenger, and the rest of them transform into Kaka Ranger.
Oh.
He's like, oh.
Poor guy. They don't understand his way of thinking.
And it's great, because like just like you said, ninja, what's the problem? He's like, well, I don't really have anything that's just Kaka Ranger.
I don't really have a spot on the team.
I don't really have a spot on the team. So they fight a little bit, and I think they get a tiny bit beat up, but you know they pretty much win. Meanwhile, at the plot, Marvelous and Luca and Akashi are you know looking for it, and Akashi's like knocking Marvelous over, like, hey, look, I just saved your life, and then Luca saves Akashi's life, and then they go find the Precious, and like, hey,
but hey,
wait, sensitive,
you're skipping the flashbacks.
You're skipping proper character motivation and plot.
I was gonna say it. So and through this entire thing, Marvelous is having flashbacks to a similar time he had with Akka Red.
Similar cave, too.
Similar cave, similar time.
A similar lack of voice acting.
Yeah, that was bothersome. Like, they couldn't get Torofuria, you know, when he was doing his last, the last time he did any sort of voiceover, they couldn't get him to just do, like, a couple of grunts or
look
something.
Look out!
Like, you know, yeah, exactly. Just a couple of grunts.
Good job.
Or something. But no, it was just, he was just silent. I'm like, aw, that sucks. Oh, well. I mean, we only got like two little flashbacks of him, but like, I love that he nods, but doesn't say anything, and no grunts.
Considering he voiced Yamcha, he might have jobbed if he actually went to that cave with his voice acting.
So in the flashback, Marvelous and Akka Red find the Bokenger key, while in current times, it looks like, one of the henchmen from Bokenger has gotten to the Precious, which is the heart of Hades, and he's put it into his fire guy, whose
the
name
lizard
I do not
king
know
or whatever.
I think in Overdrive he's called Moltor, but that's just lame.
That's also a ripoff of somebody else, but still.
Is it?
Space Ghost!
There you go, someone got the reference.
Oh, Space Ghost, that's right.
Moltar!
I have not seen Space Ghost in so long. I knew, that sounded so familiar, but... Anyways, yes, the villain is...
Revived from the Dead?
I was looking for his name, but I still can't see it. I think it's, is it Ryuan?
Ryuan,
right.
Yeah.
Ryuan. So yeah, so the villain, he's revived, and clearly he was damaged at the end of Bokenger, which, if you were a fan of Bokenger, or at least watched it, you would know, but as we
damaged,
not,
I would call him a bit
know.
Corpsey.
Well, I mean, like his actual, you know, dead body itself was, like, you know, burned on the sides and stuff. It looked like he was apparently in an explosion, I think
it was starting to decompose.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, so he comes out and he, like knocks the rest of the book. He knocks over Akashi and Marvelous and Luca and traps them. And then goes and beats up Joe and Doc and I am and Guy. They're like, oh crap, what do we do? And Marvelous has a couple more flashbacks, like, oh well, this is easy. All I gotta do is shoot my way out. And he shoots his way out.
If you're a pirate, you can do many things.
Pretty simple.
And he gives a bold statement when he says that they have to destroy him because they can't take the precious back. He says that you maybe how adventurers do it, but that's not how pirates do it. We take what we want.
Right, yeah, right. And yeah, Akashi's like, you know, he's like, you know, just cause you're in a trap doesn't mean you gotta, whatever. He gives him a rousing speech and some Marvelous gets out and he goes up, they all meet up with the others.
That was actually one of my favorite parts. Despite the fact that he got the power in a non-lesson giving scene, Bill Conrad still got to give his lesson of, you know, you've got to love the adventuring itself, not just the treasure.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
You gotta teach the kids lessons. That's the key of all Sentai.
Well, he is the fiery adventurer, so. So they finally, after they've all been beat up, Marvelous and Luca and Akasha show up, and Marvelous, you know, they transform, and then they transform again into Bokenger. And it's like, oh snap, what you gonna do? And finally Guy gets a proper team morph. He finally got the proper team henshin, as opposed to, you know, him doing it wrong and everybody else doing it right, or vice versa. He actually, they all transform into Bokenger together.
It was teamwork.
And then Marvelous, rips his heart out.
Good job.
Cause he's just that awesome. He just tears his heart out, tosses it to Akashi, like, here you go. It's like, oh, thanks.
Good job.
Although despite ripping it out, apparently the power is still with him.
Right, the power's still with him a little bit, so, Guy transforms into his ugly armor. And
Gold Mode.
Right, he transforms into Gold Mode and uses his, final wave. His
legendary dream! Awesome,
his best final wave ever.
Right. And then they beat him a little bit more, and then he gets giant. It's like, oh, come on. Can't you just stay dead for like 5 seconds?
No,
apparently
it's
hard of Hades.
They've already killed him twice.
That's not good story, motivation or whatever.
Right, so he becomes giant, and they decide, oh, well, we haven't used these Bokenger powers yet, even though we've had them for 10 episodes. Let's do that. So they transform, they use the Bokenger ultimate power, and literally summon the Dai Boken.
I love Guy's reaction.
Like, oh, Dai Boken, awesome! So they literally, the Dai Boken pops out, attacks, and then leaves its sword behind for them to do the Gokenger, the Gokenger? Wow, I just combined the two. The Bokenger, final slash thing. And they beat him up.
How much would that tiny sword cost to add on as a toy?
$20.
Probably.
Or are they going to throw in the whole Dai Boken?
No.
I don't know. They probably it's probably in a pack. Probably comes in a pack. Add-on pack.
Makes sense.
You get the Shinken Gokaio, which looks awful, and
you already have the Gal line, so all you need is the four little things to stick in, and then you can stick the Gal line in the chest.
Right, exactly. And so, since you only got the four little things, you also have to buy it comes with the Dai Boken.
Only power they never use ever again has been the Geki Ranger power.
And Geki Ranger is also the only one I heard that they don't actually play the theme when they fight.
Nope.
Well, it's because, to be fair, Geki Ranger episode wasn't all that great.
It was awesome!
Wait, you didn't like Jan?
I love Jan! Gungo Jan!
He's talking. And secondly, the Geki Ranger, as I think they mentioned on Ranger Board, the Geki Ranger power is very special effects heavy.
It's all budgetary.
As opposed to the Shinkenger one, which is, hey, let's reuse this Gal line effect and then put a toy on.
That's the best budget item. Like,
it's true. It's true. But man, was Geki Rangers awesome.
I'm annoyed. I'm waiting for them to use freaking Go Rangers power outside of the movie. I want to see it in action.
That always bothers me, because every single time they always use Shinkan Gokai on. I'm like, this is not all that great.
It's not like it's even special effects heavy to just stick on the Vari boons on the back.
They keep using NECA Daizen freaking move.
So anyways, this episode, before we start rambling already, Colton, what did you think of this episode?
Oh, I enjoyed it, because I'm the kind of person that really wants to see the movie. So to get this little taste of what we missed out on, I mean, like, we got to see a clip from the movie where we see, like, him offering his powers to,
a slight nod and a wink. Yeah,
that's cool. That's apparently all you need to get powers if you're really desperate for a movie.
I think it looks like in the movie he actually gave him some sort of speech, but, you know, we didn't see it, so...
Yeah, he got the speech, and this episode fulfills the prophecy by the fact that every single Sentai team has to teach the Gokaigers a lesson, some kind of moral lesson or something.
Right, right.
And I generally enjoyed that fact. I mean, I also liked seeing the power in action, because I thought that was cool, summoning the giant robot to attack and then getting the sword for a finisher. It was a really great combination.
Pretty awesome.
And I like the idea of them hunting for a different kind of treasure than they're used to. They're pirates, they shouldn't just hunt for one type of treasure.
Well, that's what I like, you know, I like, he, you know, he's like, precious, and blah, 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 and Luke is like, precious? Otakara? Like, her face lights up.
I can get money? Alright.
Because I had a different experience this time, that I actually tried watching the Raws first, just to see how it would go, and I understood a fair bit. I rewatched it later with the subs, but, like, I understood a fair bit with just the Raws, and I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. It was an interesting experience.
It was definitely a fun episode, I can say. This has actually been like one of the best series I think I've ever seen thus far. Every episode is something thrilling.
Before I cut pitch to Frankie, I think this was one of my favorite of the episodes so far.
You liked Boken Red, didn't you?
It was rousing. It was cool. It's pretty awesome. I don't know, there were some other pretty good ones, but I think this is one of my favorites so far. You know, there was obviously the traffic safety episode, that's clearly
the best. Oh, that was glorious.
But you know, this one was pretty cool. It was a pretty cool episode. So Frankie, what did you think of this episode?
I don't know what you guys were talking about. This was not the greatest episode of all time. This was not.
I didn't say the greatest episode.
Well, you really counted it as one of your best episodes of the series. And Colton just said this was his favorite episode so far. This was his favorite series.
I didn't say that.
Gokaiger was the favorite series so far of all Sentai to him. And I have to say, this episode was not that great. Not that great. I mean, it's great that we got Boken Red, and, you know, coming out, you know, again, the fire explorer, the, you know, adventurer that he is. Even though he wasn't very fiery, he just stood around saying stuff like, you know, about, listen, man, it's not about the treasure. But it's about the dangerous booby traps and shit that you gotta go through to get that treasure. That's where the fun is. I was like, alright, that's cool. That's cool, man. I mean, sure, you wanna teach your kids going to death traps and needle points and fire and whatever and you know, fight giant monsters. That's cool.
And we wonder why the Japanese population is going down.
But it's It's a cool. It was a cool episode. Again, I like Boken Red. I like what was going on with most of the episodes. It's pretty funny that, again, the Zangyak were pretty much. Listen, man, we have nothing to do this season. Let's go find this heart of Hades and, like, you know, fight, you know, and then disappear halfway through.
That was kind of random. Like, we need a reason to throw in Zangyak. They're also looking for the heart of Hades. Okay.
The funniest thing is that it's. I just like Guy more and more through, like, the rest of the series. I mean, most of what's going on with Gokai Silver is pretty much is just getting me, like, through the rest of the show. Mainly because I still don't understand what Doc's entire role is in most of this series. He's just there to be awesome.
Well, he's supposed to be the smart one, but we haven't actually seen him.
We haven't seen enough of his smartness.
Well, he's generally following what's been the tradition for Sentai for a little while now. The Green Ranger is the butt monkey of the group.
That's pretty much true. Pretty true. Unless he's the unless he's the Fabulous Six, you know, additional team member. But
or unless he only appears in one flashback in one random episode.
But it's again, it's pretty cool. I like the entire fight scene at the end where and I like Marvel's whole spiel about no, we're pirates. We take whatever the hell we want. And it wasn't even a bad like, you know, switcheroo, the whole using the Bokendri staff that he was using and then tricking Hideo One into this entire floor. It seemed very obvious in the beginning. But it was a great setup. I like what was going on. I like Marvel's little lesson learned at the end of it. It was fun. Wakanda is the best episode, but it was fun.
But it's not the best. I said it was one of my favorites so far. There have been better episodes, just liking-wise. You know, there are movies that I know that aren't very good, but I liked them a lot. So, you know, it's like that.
Generally speaking, for me, my best episodes generally go for the early guy stuff where we introduced his setup, the Red Racer episode, which is just purely awesome, and I like the Bosco appearance initially. I thought that was pretty cool.
So Frank, you weren't here last time, so you want to give some quick thoughts on episode 20?
Ginga Man.
it was cool. I also like the reveal that Bosco doesn't really need to, like, you know, earn a grandpire, just suck off.
He just sucked off Hugo and got his grandpa, almost got grandpa. Yeah. He almost just blew up right in his face.
I'm gonna keep that. He sucks off fire. it was also an interesting little character setup for Guy, you know, earning his spot yet again in a way that pretty much was still yet again another, listen, man, I don't care what anybody else says. I got this awesome power. I'm gonna use it to defend the earth. And eventually I'll probably be just as good as you. So, you know, it was good to see the Black Knight. It was good to see, you know, the elder statesman of these Rangers. But it's always fun when Guy goes like, hey man, I'm just as awesome as you are.
Well, yeah, even if he did take the transformation, he still couldn't summon the Ghost U Drill or anything.
Yeah, he wouldn't be able to.
And they'd have lost three ultimate powers switching off for one.
Yeah, they actually didn't. They also didn't actually use the Ginga Man power, so I don't know how that's used yet. It might be one of them that they had to use with the Kanzen Gokai. Who knows? But in the previous for next episode, it looks like it's another like a filler thing. From the previews on Toei's side, it looks like it's gonna be like a silver and blue episode. But we do get them transforming into Ghost Ager, Die Ranger, O Ranger, and we get a scene where Guy transforms into Dragon Ranger,
yeah!
And Joe transforms into Abare Blue.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure
the ultimate Dino team.
Because I'm sure, you know, Guy says, hey, transform into the Triceratops guy. Okay. Wait, no, other... whatever.
You know, one thing I kind of wanted to say, like, mentioning on the filler episode, this is the first filler episode we've had in a long time, if you think about it. Because consider, episode 14 was the Red Ranger episode, 15 and 16 were the Bosco 6 key episodes, 17 through 19 were the Guy episodes, 20 was the Ginga Man episode, 21 is the Bokinger episode. This is the first filler we've had since, like, episode 13, I think.
You could consider 19 a little bit filler, the one where he gets the armor. Because, like, really, you could have thrown that into another episode, but I see what you're saying.
Well, because something important happens in each of those episodes. They're either gaining power episodes or they're Guy joining, Guy getting his gold suit, Guy getting his mech.
I think Guy getting his gold suit could be considered filler. I would consider
Legendary
that filler.
Dream makes that not filler because it's the greatest
legendary
thing ever.
Dream. He gets legendary, yeah, but it's not like he never uses it again. He uses it again. It's just cool for him to see him use it the first time, but that episode was a really character focused episode where
it also developed Dawn as a character and him injuring more towards Guy.
But character development is usually considered filler.
Actually, it is. It actually does consider this filler.
Well, all things considered, I consider that whole section the least fillery portion of the series.
Yeah, well, we have another, I think...
Oh, yeah, and between week, between episodes 16 and 17, we had the not-fillery movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, because this episode was would technically be counted as filler because we didn't actually need it. Although it's you know, it was cool. And next episode is, I'm pretty sure...
Well, you know, one thing that we never talked about was the fact that Boca Red does say at the very end, I hope this is what you wanted, Aka Red.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right, yes. We didn't, I mentioned that to Colton Skype chat, but I didn't mention it here. Yeah, because as we know, Boca and Red definitely met Aka Red, at some point. Which means that Gokaiger's definitely in canon with Boca Endra versus Super Sentai, but maybe not in canon with Boca Endra as a whole.
Everything
yeah,
is
he does,
canon.
He definitely does a, well, cause you know, like, as we figured out with the, Go Endra team up, not everything is necessarily, in series properly.
Everything is canon.
So.
Don't anger him.
You don't want the
anyways,
wrath of a nerd.
So yeah, he does, say, you know, Aka Red, and, which makes you think maybe Aka Red's pulling some strings.
Well, he
the
is
scenes,
the spirit
or,
of all the Red maybe, Rangers ever. So.
Aka Ranger is Aizen. It all makes sense.
I mean, even that whole little bit where it's supposed to mirror the whole treasure hunting scene where, him and Marvelous are trying to find Boken Ranger the key. It just mirrors the entire scene where, you know, Boken Ranger's trying to teach, Marvelous another lesson through this entire thing. So the entire time I was thinking of that scene and mirroring each other, I was just considering that freaking Boken Red was just gonna turn into Aka Red and go like, yeah, he's using his image to like teach Marvelous another lesson here. But then it didn't happen.
Yeah, that was actually, that was some speculation on Ranger Board. In the discussion thread, like what if Akashi is actually Aka Red? Like, you know, the original Aka Red's gone or something, and now Akashi has been being Aka Red. It's like, you know.
He gave his key
maybe.
He gave his key to Boken Red.
Yeah, but, you know, like, it could work, but then at the end of the episode, he really does, like, talk to him. It's not like he's talking to himself.
Well, he's talking to the original Aka Red.
Well, again, Aka Red is the spirit of all those Red Rangers.
Even if he's dead, he'll come back.
He's like Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
You can't kill Uncle Sam.
Can never kill Uncle Sam.
Nope. He is. It's like, yeah. So what you're saying is Aka Red is Japan.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, that's it. That's the ultimate crossover we need. Uncle Sam versus Aka Red. And then they fight at first, but then they realize they have to team up to save the world.
Well, okay. So, I think, well, first of all, I think it would be Tommy and Aka Red. That's what it would be, because Tommy represents Power Rangers and Aka Red represents Sentai.
Super Sentai. So it'll be, I don't know what the hell, Tommy. It'll just be Tommy Oliver. He'll just stand
he'll
around.
Just, he'll just be
I'm
Tommy
a physics
Oliver.
Teacher. And I'm a,
I roundhouse kick dinosaurs.
I'm also,
yeah, he won't even,
I'm also an archaeologist.
Yeah, he won't even transform. He will just be Tommy Oliver. And
when I was a kid, I used to dirt bike, do karate in a juice bar, and you know, was in Peace Summits. I've done everything,
you,
man.
I'm telling you, man. I want, yeah, skydove.
Skydove.
I want Guy to just like get the Kiba Ranger key and the Dragon Ranger key and the Abare Black key and the Red Racer key and the O Red key and combine them all and just become Ultimate Tommy.
Ultimate Tommy.
Just want to hear those kicks again. Just want to hear those kicks again.
Aya! Aya!
Sikya!
So I guess with that aside, any other thoughts on Gokaiger, guys? Or
yeah, I'm already putting it down in my calendar. Worst Sentai series ever. Nah, I'm kidding.
You're crazy, man.
It's the decade of Sentai.
I'm kidding. Okay, it's the 35th anniversary of Super Sentai, and I honestly, it's just a giant nostalgia filled, you know, series that I'm enjoying, you know, greatly. It's, you know, it's fun. This episode was again a combination of things of how these episodes should be done, you know, finding another veteran coming out saying how they were more awesome than you and then you learning a great lesson about it.
Well, the way I the way I heard it was that this is actually, you know, this is reminiscent of, you know, the way they did actual Bokanger episodes.
Yes, exactly right.
That's what I've heard they've been trying to do for every episode, is that every tribute episode is written in the style of the episode of the series that they're doing.
Right. Which is why they actually got, you know, the person who wrote most of Car Ranger to do the crazy Car Ranger episode.
Makes sense. And it
worked. Crazy Car Ranger episode. So yeah, I guess with that aside, we can move on into the emails. Yes, guys, email time. Our first email comes from Tyrell, and he says, hey, Podcast Sentai, I've been enjoying your show so far. Since you're going to talk about RPM, or did last week, he sent it, like, I think the day after we recorded, I just want to bring something up. If you've already talked about it, you can skip it, but we're not going to skip it, because I actually kind of like this email. In my opinion, RPM was a very good season. I like the characters, the story, the fighting, etc., etc., but it also does have one very huge flaw. Vengix succeeding in taking over the world, minus Corn City. They're telling us that Vengix was able to defeat all the other Rangers that were still around. they don't actually say it, but you know he has to do it in order to take it over. When I saw the first episode premiere on ABC and I saw this, I was instantly turned off and hated the show. Earlier this year, I decided to give it a fair chance and watch the whole thing, pretending that it was non-canon to the rest of the series. Recently, I finished watching Jungle Fury, the last season I hadn't seen the ending to, and came up with a number of Rangers that were still able to defend the Earth and gave it a worst-case scenario. So, two from Mighty Morphin, we have Jason from Forever Red and Adam from Once a Ranger, Zero from the Alien Rangers, because they're in space, Zero from Zeo, because we don't know what happened to their powers, remember, it's worst case scenario, one from Turbo, Justin, because of Storm Blaster from that one random
episode. Yeah, that kid would have been like, what, like 30 now? Yeah.
Yeah, he's like 26 or something.
He wants to be Gokai Red.
Yeah, they're on Henshin Grid, they're working on it. We'll talk about that, hold on. You could include TJ, but he might have gone with the In-Space Rangers. So Zero from In-Space, because they're in space. Zero from Lost Galaxy, because they're also in space. Six from Lightspeed Rescue, they didn't lose their powers. Two from Time Force, because of Wes and Eric. Love this. Zero from Wild Force, because Princess Shayla took their Morphers and Jackets away.
Yeah.
Although in this case...
The weirdest ending. Just give me your powers and jackets, guys. You no longer need them to protect the world.
Oh, what? We don't have to take anything home, not even the memorable jacket? It's like, I'm sorry, we need it for the next team. So
I tore my sleeves off!
Yeah, I love it, because he's like, Princess Shiller took their Morphers away. She'd probably give them back, but worst case scenario. One from Ninja Storm, Tori, because of Once a Ranger. One from Dino Thunder, Kira, because of Once a Ranger. Zero from SPD, because they're in the future. Eight from Mystic Force, they kept their powers. Six from Overdrive, didn't lose their powers. Eight from Jungle Fury, kept their powers and had the Spirit Rangers. So that's, funnily enough, 35 Rangers.
Oh!
They're telling us that 35 Rangers were unable to save the Earth.
Pretty funny number.
So make it worst case, saying that Vengix was able to hack into the man-made powers, so you remove Lightspeed and Overdrive. So that's still 23 Rangers to defeat the Earth. It's the one thing that turned me off and many other fans away from the show. What's most baffling is the Mystic Force Rangers. How is a computer virus in control of robots supposed to beat their endless magic?
Maybe they didn't give a crap and they just stayed home in their secret magical land.
Didn't give a crap about the world,
it's true.
About the world ending.
It's true. They could have just stayed home.
Sorry about that. Just wanted to bring it up. Anyways, if you ignore this continuity issue, it's a very well done season with good characters, good writing, and a great ending.
Well, thanks
for reading my email.
I can easily say the Time Force are dead.
Why?
It's the future. The future is always like unwritten.
Well, no, but Wes and Eric are still there.
Oh yeah, well they're like two guys that could be shot in the head.
And the future still exists as proven by Gokaiger because that's where the Gozu drill comes from.
That's Gokaiger. We're talking about Power Rangers.
That will come up eventually.
That's true.
Well, even in Power Rangers, it's clear that the future is unwritten because like Alex dies and then doesn't die and they change the future.
Is that the weirdest? I'm sorry, that was the weirdest part of the story. It's like, wait a second, you're dead. Now you're not dead, and now you're a dick.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow, we're in that future. How did we change the future for you to become a dick?
Well, I watched the first episode of Time Ranger, and I'm like, oh, well, that's different. Like, it's a pretty similar plot, but like, oh, the beginning is completely different, apparently.
Yeah, weird stuff.
Okay, so are anything else, Colton? Do you want to? You have any thoughts on this matter?
On the matter of the whole time travel issue.
No. On the matter of the,
no, oh, no, on the matter of the Rangers. Rangers still
we got off on a Time Ranger tangent. I got confused. On the matter of Vengix, there is a simple possibility. They could have just been minding their own business, and they could have got one of those Vengix robots to just plow them all in the head with a gun. It's like, bam, you're dead.
Come on. Not a single one of them notices, oh, the world is about to end. We should probably
see it. You know, if Vengix is as smart as Virus as he's supposed to be, he could have gone for the Rangers as the very first move before taking over anything.
Still, there's still 23.
Well, if anything, you know, again, I haven't seen our.
For all you know, one of the Rangers could go up to their microwave, just input a number, and their microwave could explode and petting shards of glass into their face.
Not seeing RPM. I have no idea how the bad guy works in RPM. But you're saying that a computer virus took out all technology, right? That's how the story flows.
Well, they took over everything.
Okay, good. So pretty much, if you destroyed the morphing grid, let's say if he destroys the morphing grid, because again, power comes from a morphing grid in the power in the universe, he could very much take out, you know, most of the powers of Lawson in space and all that stuff if the morphing grid is you know, centralized on Earth, if he's able to hack it. Now, most of the other powers are mystically based. After he took over all these technological creations and whatnot, he could easily have it's a he, right? The bag is a he?
Yeah, technically an it.
It can technically pretty much, like, you know, just take over any you know, man-made construction, anything, because he controls all machinery now, right?
Yes.
All right, so he can pretty much control all these, you know, giant mechs or whatever, or robotic constructs that he can gain, and then plow the rest of the Power Rangers that he can find fit, who are still fighting back his resistance force. So he pretty much destroyed the giant turtle floating island shit by just, you know, bombarding it with giant mobs.
I still say you have 10, because I don't know, you know, I don't think his power is advanced enough for the 1,000 years in the future for Time Force. So
again, the future is up for grabs. If he changed time enough, the future could have been destroyed.
Yeah, for all we know, Amateria got taken down by a few ICBMs.
Okay, but then you still have the 8 for Mystic Force. Those are mystical-based powers. Those are still 8 Rangers.
They're still leaked to nuclear radiation.
True.
What?
Just nuke them. That's a solution for everything. He just nuked all the Rangers.
Unless you get the Conqueror's Rangers.
Okay. It's... you mean the from Ninja Storm?
Yes.
The Beetle Rangers.
Win Ninja Academy.
Okay. Yo, we're the Thunder Squad. Me and my brother do freaking motocross.
Motocross. Yeah, extreme.
Our character development was really odd and, you know, presumptuous of us.
So, that's okay. So you could make a case for it, but, you know, it's still pretty wacky.
Yeah.
So we have our next emails from Brett or Justin Brett. I can't tell. And he says, "Hey, Podcast Sentai, I've been listening to your episode since Sankara was on them. I thought I'd write some information that you might find interesting. First, since you were talking about Shaddam from Die Ranger a few weeks ago, and Sam has a regular bill on your show, I have some trivia you may or may not be aware of. The actor who played him, Rintaro Nishi, went on to voice another suited villain, Dokoku from Shinkenger, also known as Master Zandrid, the main villain. Second, since you were sort of making fun of TV Nihon's nonsensical subs for Go-Onger, were you aware that someone else was subbing it more liberally?" And then he gives us a link to go-onanon.blogspot.com, and I checked it out, and I'm like, hey, that makes a little bit more sense. Like, they actually translate words that should be translated. Like, it doesn't randomly say Tachi, and it translates Gatai. You know, a few things like that.
Okay.
There's a point where you should try to translate some words.
Colton, did you check out the Go-Onger subs from that link?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, I checked him out, and, you know, I think my favorite thing he says is 100% less Zoyo, Ojaru, and Nari, because that makes sense. And also, he fixed the word, instead of it saying Ganbaru-O, it's Gunbaro, because that's obviously what it's supposed to be.
That's lamer.
Well, it's Gunford Burka, not Gunaparado Buruka, Baruka.
Just lame, Nari. Or,
Ojaru. So that's that. Our next email comes from Ethan, and he says, "In your latest episode of Podcast Sentai Power Rangers, you mentioned that Jetman was Saban's first idea for Power Rangers. This is inaccurate, as I tried twice before in the early 80s, with Sun Vulcan and Bioman. So, I didn't mean it was their first attempt, I meant, I think they got the farthest with Jetman before finally just going with Zio Ranger, but, I wasn't even sure about that. So, anyways, on to the question, or maybe questions. First off, if Kaizen Sentai Gokaiger, the ultimate every Ranger team-up season, is what Toei's doing for the 35th anniversary, what do you think is up for the 50th anniversary?
The Rangers lose and the bad guys win.
The end. There's your 50th anniversary chat.
I think it's 15 years away, and they are not planning that far ahead.
It's all going to be about ninjas and pirates, man. Fusion ninjas and pirates. That's what we're going to have. That's what's in now, right? Ninjas and pirates.
Like I mentioned, for the 36th series, they're probably going to have an additional 35 teams show up after that team up the previous 35 teams. So for the 50th anniversary, it's just going to be every single person on the planet is a Ranger of a different team, and then they're all just going to blow each other up.
Marvelous is going to say how important he was once.
Once.
I have no idea what they can do for the 50th season.
They have reached the best they could do at this point, unless they just go nuts.
They'll just skip
it. The monsters will be the good guys. That's what I'm saying. Monsters.
They'll just do Ghost Sager again.
Oh, hell no.
Just rerun
Ghost
Sager.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, yes, they go reverse for the next 35 years. They re-air every series with slightly different dubbing.
Oh, Ghost Sager.
Second, although I haven't put enough time writing in as Green Power Ranger has, I have an idea for Sentai Power Ranger season. It's Zodiac-based, which is pretty interesting. He sent us... We have more fanfic ideas, guys. It's
yay.
He did a Zodiac based thing, and you guys can check it out.
Wait a second. Wasn't there already a Zodiac based Power Ranger?
There was.
No. Was Die Ranger Zodiac based?
Which one?
Die Ranger.
Yeah.
Die Ranger wasn't literally any specific Zodiac. It was just more like the North, South, East, and West protecting Guardians, and then the center one.
Yes.
No, because there was definitely a lion, and lions are not in the Zodiac.
That's true. It was a Sphinx. It wasn't a lion. It was a Sphinx.
Either way, the Sphinx isn't in the Zodiac either. So.
That's true.
Neither in the modern European nor the Chinese Zodiac.
That's a Zodiac. And for his third and final question, do you think Saban screwed themselves out of doing Gokaiger due to the lack of Die Ranger and Power Rangers? They could use some simple statement to explain Go Ranger through Jetman, like, they're aliens or something. But Die Ranger has a problem that one Ranger exists in Power Rangers that's from Die Ranger, but the rest of Die Ranger don't exist.
Maybe that'll figure it out.
Looking for next season. They'll probably figure it out if they do it, but it's interesting.
It'll be a weird case scenario where they're like, look, man, there's five other Rangers out of this.
There were these powers that Zordon created just in case, but didn't have to use.
Yeah,
Zordon wanted to give it to you guys, but he thought you guys were lame.
Yeah, he only thought Tommy was worth giving you powers to.
Well, Tommy lost his powers in the rest of the match.
Those were the backup powers, just in case.
Yeah, just in case.
Just in case Rita kills all your powers.
Just in case you guys screw it up. We're going to give this one to Richie.
And I will tell you, even more interesting is what they're going to do with the previous 15 Sentai before Z Ranger.
I feel like that could be, you know. Oh, hey.
They were all Power Rangers on the planet where the Kamen Rider was.
They were all Power Rangers in Japan.
Yeah, they literally just go with those the Japanese Power Rangers.
Yeah, they all fought in Japan. That's why no one heard about them.
Exactly. We don't know anything about Japan. What are you talking about, kids?
Not like Angel Grove, where where peace summits are held and all this shit. Japan just doesn't, tell anybody.
Yeah, you see Tommy and Aqua Ranger standing next to each other. Tommy's like, nice collar.
Thanks.
Aqua Ranger's like, nice hair.
Thanks.
We got a tweet. That I want to put out there. I think it was Daocho 49.
The Ocho?
At Daocho. Daocho.
Oh man, whoever Daocho is, you're awesome, man. Daocho.
he asked us, have you guys seen Ghost Sager? And if so, what'd you think about it? And Colton and I have seen Ghost Sager. There you go. A one word review for you, Daocho 49.
I've seen it enough.
I've seen the costumes and some of the powers. That's it.
I've seen most of that series. I'll give you my interpretation of the series. There are five, not kind of the sixth guy, because the sixth guy is not really a guy. Five Rookie Angels. I don't know how you ever do this. Rookie Angels. How do you? How are you a rookie at it being an angel?
At, who are
accidentally on the other side of the angel bridge that we have somewhere in the world, and I say are forced to like fight against an evil alien invasion. It's angels versus aliens, which is like the funniest thing ever in the beginning of the series. The greatest thing about that series, I have to say, is that the very first bad guys that they fight are actually pretty cool. The very first bad guys actually get defeated, I don't know, 13 episodes into the show. And they're awesome. They're actually very awesome bad guys. Especially, like, the very end of, I'm going to throw the f***ing moon at you. I'm going to blow up the world by throwing the moon at you. And they're all like, oh, man, we got none. We can't defeat these guys. And when, of course, they're going to win. But still, the rest of the show is just pretty much nonsensical jabbering about how positive you have to be and how awesome you have to be to one another and how great we have to act towards, you and shit. And it's too scary for me.
So there you go, guys. Colton and I haven't watched Ghost Ager, but Frankie loved it. Just so you know.
The sad thing is, with all your hatred of Ghost Ager, they're one of the main characters in the 35th anniversary movie.
I hate Ghost Ager so much.
But can you accept it for the gloriousness that is every other Ranger appearing?
I can accept the movie for everybody else, but I can't accept it for Ghost Ager. even the Shinken Ranger Ghost Ager movie that came out, the only positive thing that came out of that was Shiba Takaru becoming freaking evil and have the black gloves and black boots. I was like, yeah, black gloves, black boots signifies evil.
Well, we can at least admit the movie's gonna be awesome because it's gonna have Big One appear in person, despite the fact that he's in his 60s.
Big One?
Yeah, apparently he's still gonna be acting in the movie despite his age.
He was also in Gal Ranger vs Super Sentai, which makes him more awesome, but yes, okay, so that's it. Those are all our emails.
Yeah, I'm sorry, D-O-Cho. I'm sorry, if you like Ghost Ager, D-O-Cho, I'm sorry. Your name is still awesome.
I tweeted him back saying, Frankie's watched it and I think he hates it, and he's like, yeah, I heard it wasn't very well received, so I don't think he's a huge fan of it. or if he's seen it at all, so. So that's it for
oh, man,
this episode.
ESPN, the Ocho. I'm sorry.
The Ocho. Okay, so that's it for this episode. If you want to email us, Colton, where do people send those emails?
I would assume they said at the podcastcentai@gmail.com.
And that's podcastcentai@gmail.com. And hey, if you want to send us a voicemail, that's 662-Sentai-0. I had it in front of me a second ago, but now I don't, so. Just 662 Sentai Zero. You can spell Sentai, right? It's Sentai if you can't spell it. So, yeah, send your emails and voicemails, and we will try to get them on the show.
Definitely.
And that's it. That's it for this episode.
Unless you want to talk about something else. This is a short episode, you might as well.
What else do we have to talk about? We're good. This is good.
We can now review Power Rangers the movie.
We'll have a nice thick meaty topic next week.
Stay tuned on ESPN8.
stay tuned for next week's thick and meaty episode. But until then, may the power protect you. Don't feel great, stop. Let me start a dice, got you, Jackie, I'm all screwed up. Go, go, Power Rangers.
Stronger than before.
Go, Zio.
Powered up for more.
Go, Zio.
Something about the core.
Rangers at the core. Rangers
there you go.
Zio, Power Rangers.
It's a good thing we left all these crystals laced around time, the timeline, so we could get them. Yeah, thanks, guys. It's a good thing I learned about my Native American ancestry so I can get the freaking Star Ranger key.
Which is funny because the Native American one's the Red Ranger. I actually tweeted that out. I said if they do Ghost Ager, I want them to do like a Zio type theme for Ghost Ager. just because they already did it with the but you know no further than that because then it just gets to be lame. Not that I like the Turbo theme, but then it just gets to be oh. You're gonna do this again? Good job, guys. Way to keep it original.
Stronger than before. Pirates.
Go, Sager.
Oh, did
powered up with keys.
Go, Kaiser.
Grand powers are larceny. That's why they couldn't call Jungle Fury Wild Force because it was already taken.
Honestly, which is funny because by that point I'm like, well, you should just call it Jungle Force.
Jungle Force, yeah, we got sunglasses.
That was so dumb. Like I watched the Gekki Range, like, oh, they have the gloves and we have sunglasses, guys. That's how we morph. Like, wait, what?
Yeah, I still remember. I still remember thinking to myself after all these Rangers, you know, all these episodes of Pirates I've not seen, and I knew Gekki Ranger was going to be, you know, translated here in America, you know, here in New Zealand, but for an American audience. I thought, oh man, let me go check it out. And then I saw the sunglasses. I was like, fuck this.
Yeah, immediately I'm like, no.
You're working at a pizzeria? And you wear sunglasses?
Yeah, you don't work at a pizzeria. Honto works at a pizzeria.
Fuck this.
Apparently Honto at one point worked for Gekki Ranger.
The only interesting thing that I saw was that, you know, that the elephant bat and, I forget what else was there. Actually had Ranger suits.
Shark? Was it Shark?
Gorilla! Gorilla! Was it Gorilla? Was it Gorilla? No, wait. It's
the
Gorilla
spirit,
with somebody else.
The Spirit Rangers.
Yeah, I feel like it was Master Fant, Master something, and I think it was a Shark.
Yeah, it was a Shark. Shocking! Yeah, I forgot that. It was a Shark.
Master Finn.
Yeah, they were they were the other Rangers and had the Ranger suits on, and I was like, sucks. I liked it better when they were just animal people. Furries, man. Furries.